It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you want to pop into them, they're at Artain in Dublin 5 or in Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. Now, if you're looking to transform your home or your business before Christmas with fresh new flooring, well, then the guys at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture are the people to talk to. And right now, their pre-Christmas sale is on. You can enjoy big in-store discounts, but you need to be quick. Get in this week for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery and installation. And with over 50 years' experience, they've built a reputation you can literally walk on. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And now I'm going to hand you over to Jeremy, who with his voiceover voice is going to complete this advert for carpet luxury bedding and furniture.
But what I'm going to tell you very solemnly, if you don't mind, can we
solemnly,
very serious here, is don't be that person that goes into them, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, on the 22nd of December and says, I need carpet for Christmas Day. People always do that.
Who would do that?
Oh, people do that. I have a friend who works for Harvey Norman, yeah?
And he walks into Harvey on the day before Christmas.
On the day before Christmas, I need an L-shaped sofa. No, absolutely not. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture are beautiful people. They're lovely people. They're here to help you. But give them a bit of notice. I mean, you can't just call out on Christmas Eve and say, I need it done by Christmas night.
Okay.
So what the man said there, Adrian said, is do it in time for Christmas. So that time is now. Yes?
Give them a call on 01847 3320. 01847 3320. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They are in Artain in Dublin 5 and in Rush in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. And let them know that Ads on Opinions Matter told you to pop it by. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have seen a video doing the rounds from a group of numpties calling themselves the New Republican Movement. Okay? Now, the New Republican Movement...
Hey, that's where Adrian is on this.
What?
You've given away what side of the fence you're on already on this.
On this video, a group of numpties with what looked like fake guns... an Irish flag in the background.
I don't think the guns look fake, by the way.
They've balaclavas on. They've covered their faces up. One is wearing COVID gloves. And anyway, they're making threats. They're basically saying, we are the organisation, the New Republican Movement, that is going to fight back against the colonisation of this island, the influx of the immigrants and blah, 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 blah.
Can we have
a
listen to exactly what they say?
Okay, they were making specific threats, by the way, against councillors from the Newry, Mourne and Down area of the north. Okay, so it's the council that Newry and County Down is part of.
Yeah.
Okay, and the council has this inclusiveness policy to welcome everybody, basically. Anyway, so the threats are being made against specifically those councillors. But a lot of people, in seeing this video, have said, we need this sort of representation. We need a paramilitary group to take on this state and to fight back against the mass migration we've seen over the last couple of years.
I'm shocked by the amount. Now, here's the thing. As usual...
And I will play it now in a second. Yeah,
we couldn't put the video up on our Facebook page because they take it down because it is incitement to hatred. I mean, that's exactly... And it's threats. But I could not believe the support that was coming in for these three individuals. And here's the thing. It'll be interesting to see in the next 50 minutes or so while we're recording this episode how many of you that support this group will actually have the balls to... Now, we already have a couple of people that will. But it'll be interesting to see how many of you will actually have the balls to come on and say, yes, I support. Just think about this for yourself. And I know people on Facebook, when they have their keyboard out, they'll type stuff that they probably don't believe. I don't believe that anybody listening to this podcast, with your hand on your heart, actually supports this kind of activity.
Well, okay, so, I mean, this is the question. Because this new Republican movement, group of three, are claiming
to... Well, no, they're not saying it's just the three.
No, no, okay, but they're claiming that they will fight back against councillors who've approved immigration and blah, 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 blah. And we're asking, would a paramilitary group like this represent you and your opinion when it comes to migration? Do you believe that that's the direction that we need to go?
As in, when you saw this video, let's just play the audio first and then we'll ask the question.
Okay, yeah? Have a listen to this audio from the so-called New Republican Movement.
To the people of Newry, Moore and Down, we, the New Republican Movement, have watched their councillors and MLAs over the past 12 months. The level of disrespect shown to the people who put you into power, this cannot be ignored any longer. We are proud men of Ireland. We are patriots. Your policies and decision-making regards to flooding our communities with undocumented military-aged men is not acceptable. We will not sit back any longer and watch our culture and religion destroyed by the people we put in power. Also, the sexual indoctrination of our children in schools has not gone unnoticed either. The New Republican Movement will take immediate action against anyone who threatens our ways of life and the safety of our women and children. We have your addresses and known your movements. Every one of you are legitimate targets as of today. The New Republican Movement, the 28th of the 11th, 25.
The 28th of the 11th, 25. So it was a few days ago that video was recorded. Now, just to let you know that a police investigation in the north has been launched about this particular video. Politicians in the north have called them cowards, described them as people. We don't want to go back down that road again of violence in the north and everything else. But it also raised the whole question about whether or not you'd be happy for a paramilitary group. I mean, these guys look like, well, they look like an amateur IRA now, to be honest.
Oh, the IRA on Timu.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So do you believe them?
Do I believe them? Yeah. No, I think they're full of shite, I'll be honest with you. But a lot of people do. A lot of people have reacted by...
Who are these people?
If I knew that, if the police knew that, they'd have arrested them by now.
I'm saying the people that support them.
Oh, that's what we want to find out.
No, but really, who are they? Do these people... What people say on social media is different to what they believe. Is there anybody that actually can come on and justify that and say, yes, I want them... Doing the business, because they're including everything here. So they said about schools teaching. Mm-hmm. What did they say? Whatever ideology did they say? Trans ideology, whatever. So that means if they're to believe, they're going to start targeting schools and teachers that are teaching. By the way, kids in primary school are learning about trans ideology, as you call it. But the people who you're talking about want to keep women and children safe from people like that. You want balaclava armed men?
Well, that's the question. A message that I'm going to play in a while is a message from one of our regular listeners saying, what did you expect? This is what was bound to happen.
Oh, here we go.
We're bound to have a paramilitary movement build up here in Ireland. And I'm asking you a genuine question. What is your reaction to hearing that? And do you support or would you support a paramilitary movement like the New Republican Movement in fighting back against immigration? Now, let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Richie.
Can't come on the show because I'm going to be working while the show's live, but look, my opinion on this is obviously like violence isn't the answer, but I think that people have been driven to this by the way they've been treated by our politicians and our public representatives. If you look at other European countries like Poland and Hungary, they're actually fighting back against Europe and their politicians are actually looking out for their people, and I would be proud to be from one of those countries. Just in my opinion, I'm not proud to be from Ireland at the moment. I think the Irish public representatives and Irish politicians are spineless. I think they've completely let down the citizens of Ireland, and they just don't listen to what the people actually want. And I know you can say, look, there was a general election last November and people voted and that's what they voted for, but realistically, like, the politicians have completely let us down, and I can see why these movements are going to start taking place. And like, look, hopefully nobody's killed or anything, but I can see something like that happening in the future if things don't change, and change quickly.
Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Before we started recording today's episode of Opinions Matter, we got this message in from a guy called Christy. And here's what Christy says. Jeremy, are you ready?
Yep.
The men and women of Ireland will only tolerate so much before we make a stand. I 100% back the message. It will start in Newry, but soon will spread across all of Ireland.
And what are you going to do, Christy? What are you going to do? You're going to take up arms as well, Christy. These people, and I agree with a lot of you, these people are just...
numpties, the word I used at the very start.
Yeah, you're all about... I mean, you did the same way when you go on about Enoch Burke. I stand with Enoch Burke. I stand with him. Yet you never even went down to the school to stand beside him and give him a cup of tea. You're all full of fucking shit, aren't you? They're all full of shit.
Really? Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
How are you, lads? How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Samantha. Well, Samantha, what did you want to say on this?
I'm just surprised this has taken so long to happen. I thought this would have happened a lot sooner than it did. And it was coming, and it's a long time coming. And I'd say there's going to be more gangs like this coming on, ready to protect our country.
And three men in balaclavas with fake weapons, that would actually fill you with great confidence that they're here to defend our nation.
I don't know whether it's just three men, to be honest. I'd say there is more to that group than what we've seen on social media. I wouldn't say it's just three men. And I have to say, I think fair play to them. Fair play to them coming on and deciding to stand up for what they believe in. It's a long time coming, like I said.
Just by the way, I just want to reference a message that just came in from Sean, and he says, your podcast is a prime example of why people don't speak out. You're automatically branded racist and far right, run the risk of losing jobs and so on. Now, Sean, can I just say to you...
Well, you've literally just made your comments. Yeah. He's given out about not being allowed to speak out.
And we've just spoken out for you.
Yeah.
Sean, can I just tell you, this is one of the only podcasts in the whole of Ireland that actually allows people to speak their mind on issues like this.
Well, that man's a clown. That man's a clown.
Sean, I certainly did say I believe the lads in that video are a crowd of numpties.
Stop feeding the clown. Stop feeding the clown.
Sean, that's what we're here for. We're here to talk to you. But anyway, Samantha, you also believe that this video, this so-called, whatever they're called, the New Republican Movement, is just a sign of the frustration of the nation.
It definitely is. And like I say, I think there's more to come. I think there's more coming down the line. This is only up the north. This is going to come down. This is going to come all around Ireland. People have had enough. I was in town last week and I was with my husband going through town and I felt nervous walking around town. I can only imagine what it's like to have to walk in the city centre in Dublin.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Samantha. I sometimes, not always, but sometimes feel nervous walking around town, but not just because of foreigners, I can tell you.
Well, no, I agree with you. Not just because of foreigners, as we have our own scum here, as I always say, but they're after letting the rest of the men to join them, and it's not going to do the country any good, is it? But they were standing around drinking alcohol in the middle of the day on a Saturday. People going around doing their Christmas shopping, the stalls out, and they're walking up and down Henry Street with cans in their hands, and no guards. I don't think we've seen one guard on O'Connell Street on Saturday.
No, and I think it is a disgrace. I think there needs to be more guarded presence in the city centre. But Samantha, do you honestly want balaclavaed paramilitary numpties with sawn-off shotguns walking up and down the street? Would that make you feel safe?
Well, who said they're numpties? Why are they numpties? Because they're standing up for what they believe in.
I'm calling them numpties if they believe
in. I call them real men with balls on them. And fair play to them.
If they were real men with balls on them, they wouldn't have balaclavas over their face. They'd actually speak out.
Do you know what? They're doing more than I've seen any other men doing in the country so far.
Okay, how do you respond then to this message? That lady, Samantha, needs to be investigated for supporting domestic terrorism.
Oh, just come here till I tell you. Come on to the podcast. Have a pair of balls yourself there, whoever you are, and come on to the podcast and talk.
Okay, so the bottom line for you, Samantha, is this video making these threats against politicians who have thrown their arms wide open for immigrants coming into the country.
Absolutely.
You fully support these guys and what they're standing for and what they're saying.
What's wrong with supporting somebody for standing up for what they believe in. I mean, this government doesn't give a shit about you, me, or anybody else. They want to fill their pockets, and that's all they want to do. Will you see any of these people walking around Mount Merion? No, you fucking won't. Will you see them out in Dublin Four? No, you won't. They're stuck in Ballyfermot, they're stuck in Clondalkin, they're stuck in Tallaght, they're stuck in Newham.
But hang on, if I was walking through, as you just mentioned, if I was walking through Ballyfermot there this evening, walking my dog with my kids, yeah? And three lads, these three fellas with their hoods up and the balaclavas, and your man wearing the sunglasses over his balaclava, which is new to me, these three lads walked along with carrying pistols and sawn-off shotguns. That would terrify the life out of me and my kids. That's not keeping me safe.
Well, you better not go into town then on the Saturday, because I seen fellas with balaclavas on them, and they weren't from Ireland, and they had like those hats they're wearing, where you can only see their eyes and the colour of their skin.
But if you but if they had balaclavas on, how did you know where they were from? Like, how can you tell?
You can see their skin. You can see their eyes. You can see their dark eyes. You knew they were from a different country. I'm not saying they had a full balaclava on. I'm saying they had these new hat things they're wearing, where you can just see their eyes and around their mouth. But they were definitely dark skin. I'm not saying all of them were, but some of them were.
Okay, so then Samantha, back in the day when there was a campaign on this island to get the Brits out of Northern Ireland, we had the IRA, and the IRA fought tooth and nail to try and get the Brits out of Ireland, okay? And they supposedly represented Irish people. They launched mass atrocities on this island and on our neighbouring island, and a lot of people don't believe that it would say the IRA, the provisional IRA, did not represent me. Do you believe that the new Republican movement, if they actually became a thing, would represent you? Would they represent you? Would you be happy for them to speak on your behalf?
I think a lot of people in this country will be happy for them to speak on our behalf. We have children. We are women. We're terrified to go out. And these men are going to look after the country the way it should be. And it's sad that's come to this, because the government brought this in. They brought it in themselves. So it's all up to them what happens. They can change all this.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. If the new Republican movement was to become a thing, they would represent Samantha. They would speak on Samantha's behalf. That's what she said.
It's like the Republican movement that bombed OMA when a pregnant woman was killed.
But this is the new Republican movement. These are slightly different, apparently. They have different things to campaign for. Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
How are you? Grand, thanks.
Well, Tracy, the new Republican movement, would they represent you?
Listen, I mean, I'm not saying they represent me. I'm not saying they don't. I personally fighting to try and stop and this kind of coming into my community at the minute in the High Court. So, you know, like, I'm not saying that anybody represents me. I feel like people have lost faith in anybody representing them for what is representing us in the country, because the country's gone to the dogs. There's no point in saying that it's not. It is. You know, I certainly don't think that anybody has faith in anybody at the moment, because there's so many people that are, we'll say, dividing people. This kind of conversation, even, like, you know, labeling people, do you represent, and then being labeled a racist is so wrong. I feel like we all just want to feel safe in our community like we once used to be, you know?
Okay, well then, let me ask you, you say you're involved in a case in the High Court, and obviously I don't want to go into too much detail about that, but it's obviously...
I can't, but...
Yeah, it's obviously to do with immigration.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's to try and stop an iPad centre where they're trying to house 300 men between two schools.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And,
by the way, can I just say, I'm sure I speak for Adrian as well, I completely support you. Well, I assume you do as well, Adrian. I wouldn't want an iPass centre next to two schools either.
No, I wouldn't. No, absolutely. And that's fine. And that's
and I mean, when I say these are bang smack in the middle of them, they don't need to even...
My question, though, is, as I said, back in the dark days of the Troubles, we had the IRA campaign of violence in order to stand up for the Catholic minority in the North, okay? And they were all very familiar familiar with what they did and how they did it. And that was out of, the IRA came out of sheer frustration for the Catholic population in the north. They felt ignored, they felt downtrodden, and the IRA was their fight back. Now, let me ask you, do you believe that we are at that point with people's attitude to immigration that we could see a paramilitary organisation like the New Republican Movement spring up?
Yes, to be honest with you, for the last 3 years I've been waiting. It's a matter of time. I can see a revolution happening in this country. People are getting sick of it. Like, more and more people are waking up to what's really going on in the country. You know, and I think COVID kind of scared people where they're nearly afraid to have an opinion. And then the labels that's been thrown around.
But hang on, Tracy.
I feel like it's only a matter of time. People are starting to get so annoyed with it. Of course it is.
Tracy, this situation, and I fully support your right to protest against the opening of an IPAS centre between two schools, and I'm sure you have children there. But what do you think? Yeah. What do you think? Say these three individuals in the video with the balaclavas and the sunglasses and the guns, yeah? What would you like to see? Yeah. What would you like to see them do about the situation with that IPAS centre?
Personally, nobody wants the IPAS centre. Right, nobody wants it.
I know, but you're saying these three lads with the balaclavas are the answer. How are they the answer to the
IPAS? I'm not saying they're the answer, right? I don't believe in violence is going to... Nobody wants violence, right? This is the thing.
But hang on.
The violence is coming in. That's why it's bringing it out, I feel.
Tracy, in that video, you saw men with balaclavas...
And guns.
With alleged guns. They weren't real guns at all. With alleged guns. Making direct threats against politicians. Direct threats. Is that what you believe this revolution that you talked about is going to be? Violence?
I feel like the people, yes, are getting annoyed with the government because the government are sitting there stumped. Our local representatives have been so ghost on the matter. They haven't even commented on the matter. They don't give a damn.
They really don't give a damn. Well, then, in your opinion, is violence the answer here?
Sorry, just before you answer that question.
Can I speak there without you screaming across me, please? I'm not saying it's the answer, right? But I can see it's going, it's only a matter of time because people are getting so angry about what's happening. I feel like if another child is to be harmed in this country, I feel like the country's going to erupt. And it's not just Irish we're talking about, because that night out at City West, that wasn't just all Irish standing there. It was a hell of a lot of foreign nationals in that group as well. I know it's not just the Irish that's getting annoyed with what's happening in the country.
But again, my question is,
I heard your question, and my answer to it is, I'm not saying violence is the answer, right? Because I don't feel like it is.
But then, if nobody wants
to see the violence, but it's coming in anyways in Rome.
But then, Tracy, if you don't support violence, and you've said that, then you have to condemn those three lads in the video, because what they are saying in no uncertain terms is we're bringing violence to sort out the problem. So you can't on one hand say what they're doing is great and they're needed, and then you understand it is I don't support violence. They represent violence. So do you support...
I'm not saying I represent the violence, right? I'm trying to say is I feel like there's more than just those three men that have those thoughts and views, I'm sure, in this country. Because look at the last election there.
Tracy, nobody went to the trouble of sticking a balaclava over their head, getting fake weapons and making a video and putting the video out there, making direct
threats. They're trying to get their point across, and that's the way that they're doing it. You know, I'm not saying I'm for the violence. This is the thing. I don't think anybody in Ireland wants the violence. And that's what's coming in.
Hang on, it's bringing out the violence in our people. Tracy, the fuckers throwing petrol bombs at IPAS centres that clearly want the violence. That's an act of violence. The people rioting want violence. Rioting is an act of violence. So
Tracy, do me a favour, stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Like this one from Jonathan, who is trying to justify the likes of that video. What did we expect? Have a listen to this.
But if you remember what I told you two and a half years ago, with the fires and Coolock were going off that time, that when you don't listen to the people, and the people in charge won't listen to the people, and the people are making demands, violence was going to be the only end game. It was only going to get worse, and violence was going to be the answer. And now here we are, balaclava, tooled up lads, threatening violence on people, and they seem serious. But this was inevitable. Anyone that didn't see this coming is a fucking moron, or just plain a fucking moron. Because this was the only outcome for all this, especially in this country. Do people just not remember the history? It's not even that long ago. But no, that's, I don't agree with the violence, but like I said, it's inevitable. It's going to happen because we are under attack. And when you're under attack, you fight back. Now, alternatively, it could be just the state putting this out there to, oh, look at the big, big, bad, bad, far away, far right. And these could be just paid actors to bring in more legislation, you know, and then we'll definitely go to legislation because we're afraid now because there's armed people out there threatening violence on you. I believe it's the first, not the latter. But like I said, I believe it was inevitable from what's been going on in the country, and it would only get worse from here. Cheers, boys. Have a good show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're annoyed listening to this conversation. Why?
Do you know what? It's I'm annoyed with everyone who's saying, oh, they speak for me. They certainly don't speak for me. This is like the Conor McGregor thing. Going over to the White House, what he said was right, but he doesn't speak for me because he's a complete fucking arsehole. Like these three are. Like what do they think they're going to achieve? They're big men, aren't they? Aren't they? They're really great going out there with balaclavas, fake guns. I mean, what do they actually think they're going to do? Can someone tell me what they actually think these guys are going to do?
Okay, but these guys in particular were making specific threats against councillors and MLAs from Newry and Mourne, from that area of the north, okay? Because they believe that the Newry Mourne council has this welcome everybody policy. So they're basically threatening councillors in that area. You heard the video. We have your address. We know where you are. And we're coming after you, basically. That's what they said. But a lot of people, when they heard that, agree with the rhetoric and believe that this should be a nationwide movement to fight back against immigration.
Yeah, that's it. Fight back against all the immigrants out there who they accuse of being violent with violence. There you go. Isn't that great? Do you know what I mean? Cop on. People seriously want to cop on. Is that what they want? Do they want their councillors dead? Do they want the government dead? Because that's what these guys are threatening with. Now, I don't believe it, to be very honest. And like that, the reason that the government probably aren't addressing it is, I'm not saying they're not taking it seriously. Of course they're going to take it seriously. But they're just going, yeah, what are they going to do? Are they going to go up and shoot someone?
Well, that's the implication. That's why the PSNI has launched an investigation up north, because they
good.
But now, Angela, just to play devil's advocate here, Angela, yeah?
Yeah,
We have Tracy under the other line. You're not in a situation, Angela, where there's an IPAS centre being opened beside two schools where I'm sure where Tracy's kids are going. Do you not see Tracy's
kids?
Yeah,
I am, actually.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I am, because they're trying to put refugees into a house at the end of our estate, and 100 metres one way is a school and about 400 metres the other way.
Okay, so then in answer to
answer
to what Jeremy is saying, can you understand the anger from people like Tracy, who believes...
No.
Oh, you don't? Oh, there you are, Tracy. Doesn't understand your anger at all.
What I can't believe is that... Hold on, Tracy, I'm speaking a second. That's okay, hon. What I don't understand is how people say they want people out of the country because of the violence, because of this, by threatening to kill someone.
I never threatened to kill anyone.
No, not you, not you, but these guys are.
I think in their mind they want things to change, and that's their way of obviously putting across the
by
fight.
Threatening someone with guns.
What do we do to get change? Do you know what I mean?
Like, threatening someone. If you
hang on, please don't put words in my mouth. I'm definitely not for the violence, right?
Okay.
At the end of the day, I think that's what Ireland, the people in Ireland are sick of. We don't want the violence. It was never as unsafe as it is now. It's terrifying. When I go in and out of town, I'm not going in and out with nothing in my bag. I have a bottle of deep heat spray. If anybody comes near me, they'll get a whack
good
of it.
Woman,
so I can run away.
I agree with
I
that.
I don't care. But you know I knew in different places in Dublin as a teenager, and I was never felt the fear that I feel at nearly 40 years of age. You know what I mean?
I totally, 1,000,000% agree with every single thing you have said there. because I'm okay, the exact same. And
Tracy, I know an awful lot of people will agree with what you're saying, okay? But is... Yeah. And again, this comes back to this new Republican movement.
I don't think anyone wants the violence, though, Adrian.
But then you can't agree with them, so. You cannot back these three guys who are there with guns threatening TDs, councillors, government.
But can I ask, do you think that they really want to have to be saying things like that or to even have to think about other things like this? Like, this is not something I ever put into my lifetime that we'd even be trying to stand up for our own rights. Yeah. We don't have rights anymore.
I'd say they're three, excuse my language, fucking idiots is what they are. Three absolute effing idiots who think, I mean, they're big men coming on with their balaclavas. Why have they got balaclavas on? Because they're threatening TDs, threatening the government, threatening everyone to kill them. If you are threatening someone with a gun, saying you have the address, like that's why the PSNI, that's why prison officers, that's why guards, everyone up the north, that is why they have to check their cars, drive home different ways because of those kind of threats up the north. And you want that down here now. Is that not you specifically,
Tracy? No, it's not something we ever plan to have back here again after what we went through and we thought we had peace again after the troubles.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and that's what that only ended
in the 90s. We don't want that again. No, we don't. But at the end of the day, what do we do for change?
By supporting these three guys, you are looking for it again.
What do we do for change? Because our government doesn't give a toss about the people.
Again, Tracy, I can hear your anger. I understand your anger. Yeah. I think a lot of people share your anger. But
I see where they're locking people up for their homes. Like, we have lost our rights in this country. What rights do we have?
Okay, you
and
said
what? Treated like you're a murderer, and all it is trying to take your home.
You described a while ago. You used the word revolution. This country is facing.
I feel like it's only a matter of time. Yes,
okay, so what does that revolution consist of? A civil war?
I don't know. I'm not psychic. My mind is. I just feel like. The country's about to burst with anger through what's happening. If another child gets hurt, like that poor child is scarred and damaged for the rest of her life.
I can't talk about that.
If another child gets hurt, I feel like the country, it's not far off of it. I have felt it ever since the riots that time in Dublin when them children were hurt.
So do you support terrorism, domestic terrorism?
I'm not saying I support terrorism, okay?
But that's,
now, don't be putting words in my mouth.
Then rephrase the question. What, in your opinion, is this revolution going to be like?
It's not going to be a pretty sight. That's what I see. I just feel like people are going to lose it. I can feel it within our own people. And I'm not saying it's myself, but I walk through the streets. You can see the frustration with people. Like when I'm in the courts, I see things happening and it's actually heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking what you see, the corruption that's going on in our country and people don't give a damn. And then you're labelled as someone who's clearly a terrorist or so into that shit or someone who's a racist
Tracy, Tracy, first of all, I think you're brilliant for coming on because a lot of people wouldn't have the balls come on and you're well able to make, and nobody, not one person, I'm looking at the comments, there's hundreds of comments coming in, not one person has called you racist. In fact, myself and Adrian both said that
the point that she's trying to make is, and I take the point
nobody's
you're making,
calling
Tracy.
Her racist,
no, I know that, but what the point she's trying to make is when you speak out in the way in which Tracy's speaking out regularly,
the system goes against you. No. The whole system has gone against
Tracy, myself and Adrian are often regarded as lefties. We're often called lefties, woke fucking lefties, woke lefties, government paid lefties, and I support your concern about an IPAS centre opening up beside two schools. I completely support you. Even lefty Adrian, who's more left than anybody, even lefty Adrian supports you, don't you?
100%.
And I would not consider you in any way racist. However,
but the point she's trying to make is when
it's
you.
The violence we don't want. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
Well, then those three lads in the balaclavas are not for you then. They're not for you.
Well, look, I don't feel like violence is the answer, but I'm just saying, in my opinion, I feel like it is only a matter of time before the shit hits the fan, basically, is what I feel.
Stay with me for a second, Tracy, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Robbie isn't overly worried about three Muppets in a video.
I think everybody knows that there are a bunch of clowns that ultimately will do fuck all to nobody. You know, they're just, you know, wannabe hard men who cover their faces. You know, I wouldn't be worried about this even the slightest.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you, lads?
What did you want to say on this?
Oh, the shit's already hit the fan. It's long hit the fan. So I don't know why Trace is saying, like, oh, things are going to get worse. Things have already gotten worse. But this isn't the answer.
And listening to Tracy, who is angry, I understand her anger, all of that.
Oh, I'd just be as angry. Like, you have talked to me for years now. You probably know yourselves. I am a bit more right-leaning. I am a bit more conservative in views. But this is just, no, this is not the way.
And Tracy's she's not necessarily defending the lads in the balaclavas, but she's arguing that...
She's not really condemning them either, though.
No, and in fairness, Tracy, you're not really condemning them either.
No, I'm not.
You can't really be in the middle of this one.
I came across it and I just thought, oh, another one. Because I only seen one a couple of weeks ago. But I could kind of see that the anger is building up within people as what's happening. And it's obviously this is a different group. And the last time I seen the video a couple of months back, same thing, where it was a different, obviously, group. I don't know. But I'm sure there's more, a hell of a lot more than just three. Let's be honest, we've seen the people walking on the streets during the protests, and there's a hell of a lot more than three people that's angry about what's happening. You know, even in the last election, there was 200 over, there was nearly 300,000 people who aren't happy with what's happening.
Let me ask you, Jessica, do you understand the anger that we are hearing?
I do. How many times have I come onto the show being like a bull in a china shop raging? I'm just as angry with everything that's going on. But I will never condemn domestic terrorism or think, yeah, this is the way to go. Blow up TDs, blow up this, blow up that. No. Because you're going so over the line then that the line doesn't even exist anymore.
And she's right, Tracy. To in any way even be seen to be condoning what these guys are saying is saying that's the direction you want to take this country in.
And trust me, Tracy, I'm not a lefty. I'm far from left as it can be. But even I think this is a bit of a joke. This is ridiculous. It's not the way.
Look, I'm not saying it's the way. I don't feel like it's going to really solve much, but I hope obviously that's not the case. But
it's not going to solve anything.
I'm just saying, I can feel the anger building up between people. Like, there's no point in denying it. I'm sure people can see the fear. Like, you're walking the streets and you don't know what you're going to be faced with, even. Like, my town isn't as bad at the moment, but they're trying to house 300 men in one building.
I'd be just as scared as three of these lads masked up, blowing things up, than I will be people in an iPad centre. I'd be just as scared as them, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I don't feel like
you'd feel safer around three masked domestic terrorist wannabes. Are you actually serious?
No, I'm not saying I'd feel safe, but at the end of the day, I don't feel like they're going to be raping my children. Sorry?
They won't do that, but they'll probably blow up your house. You never know.
But like, what have I got to do with it? Why would anybody want to blow my house up?
Because these fuckers are dangerous. Are you mad? Have we not learned anything from the Troubles? Say the wrong thing. If they don't agree with one thing you say, you're on the target list.
And indeed, they have specifically said councillors in Newry and Mourne are on their list. We know where you live because they believe they are supporting the mass immigration of people. So let me ask you, Jessica, then. You understand the anger. You understand the frustration. What Tracy was saying was... this country is headed towards a revolution, okay? Because people are so frustrated and so angry.
I get that. And trust me, that is the last thing I want. I don't want to see this country in a revolution, a civil war, whatever people want to call it. That's the last thing I want. I'm all for stricter controls and getting a handle on the fucking situation. But this is 100% not the way. I can't think of a way. But domestic terrorism, no. I wouldn't even entertain the idea. And anyone who does, I'm sorry, you're a fucking idiot. You're not even an idiot. You're just a fucking maniac.
Okay, stay there for a moment. I want to bring in Martin.
Afternoon, guys. I don't agree with the violent side of this organisation, but something needs to be done. People need to be held accountable. The government haven't been doing their job properly. That's why factions and groups like this exist, because the government have an absolutely open immigration policy. Let them all in. We don't give a shite. All come here, welcome. Oh, Mr. O'Gorman put all out all them tweets he's not been held accountable for. And all these people who've become millionaires, I call them millionaires from misery, because that's all they are. They've become millionaires out of people's misery. Because some of the conditions these people are living in, some of them living in good conditions, but some of them are living in bad conditions, horrible conditions, rooms with no windows in and everything. And they become millionaires from that misery. They need to be held accountable. There's loads of people who know who they are. I won't name names of them on here. But they need to be held accountable for what they've done. Absolutely ruining the country. They should hold their heads in shame. No amount of money in the world would make me turn my back on this country.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hiya. Hi, Adrian. I 150% agree with that last caller. Something has to be done. We were never, ever, ever this bad. You know what I mean? Like, and the way things are going, we know those three men didn't have real guns, but people are trying to make a stand to show that Ireland won't be stamped on, and the way it's being treated, and the way people in our own little island are being treated.
Okay, you know, okay. This video of the numpties, and I'm going to keep calling them numpties because that's what I think they are, with their tricolour behind them, their faces covered in balaclavas, one of them even wearing sunglasses. Yeah. But anyway, making these direct threats against northern politicians because they have some sort of a welcoming agenda to immigrants. Do you support people in paramilitary gear making threats like that?
Yes, 150%
oh,
I
Jesus.
Do.
There you are, Jessica. 150%.
I'm actually dumbfounded because I can't. I
but
can't.
Jessica, they're only making a stand. They're not going to.
You can make a stand without being a domestic terrorist, Francis. You can't.
Yeah, but
you don't
the
need to be a fucking
real.
Terrorist.
Well, the
and
only one,
that
the only
and who's to say they can't get a real gun? Who's to say they can't? They could probably easily.
I know they can.
So
I know they can.
Just relax.
The IRA were the only ones that ever saved this country back in the day. And they fought and they used guns and everything. And it's something like that that
and
needs to be done now.
How many times did they get innocent people caught up in the crossfire?
Of course, everyone. In every war, people's
so
going
you'd
to get
be all
caught
right
up in the crossfire.
So if these idiots ended up getting more and more control and more power, you'd be all right with them getting us caught in the crossfire. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm trying to say is someone needs to make a stand. Like the old IRA, like the IRA did, and, you know, our country, we got our country back and everything was gone. This country is gone. It's really gone, and we're not going
I
to
know
have our...
Like I said, I'm just as angry with the way things are. I am disgusted with the way things are gone. I hate the fact that the whole country has not even gone to the dogs. It's gone to fucking hell. I understand that.
Yeah, it is.
I will
it
never,
is.
Ever condone domestic terrorism. I wouldn't. I can't.
No, I don't believe in that.
Like. I've looked at what it was like. I didn't grow up in it, but I've seen loads of shit about it, and I don't want to see it go back to that.
Yeah, well, I grew up, you know, through most of it, but you know, and it was.
And do you want to go back to that? Is that what you want to go back to?
No, what I'm trying to say is,
well, and there
we
go.
Want Ireland back. We want our little country back. And the government that's in are doing nothing. They don't care.
I get they're not doing that. And trust me, if I had it my way, I'd have them all gone tomorrow. I'd get another party in. But this isn't the fucking way. I'm 100%
with you. I don't think that's frightening them. I don't believe in the guns fighting and everything, but it means that someone's making a stand,
Francis,
maybe giving a scare.
A minute ago, you just said the IRA were the best thing since sliced bread.
And you said you're 150% yeah. behind them. So what is it? You can't be in the middle.
I meant back then, if we didn't have the IRA to fight for us back then, now the old IRA I'm speaking about, not the ones that come out killing everyone, the old IRA, and they got our little counties back, and only for them we wouldn't have this.
Okay, but again, let me ask you then, Francis, I want you to be very clear about this. If this group, now at this moment it's just three clowns in balaclavas with a tricolour, but if this new Republican movement became something, would you support them?
No, not with violence. Not with shooting and killing, no.
But yet at the very start of this conversation, you said you support everything they stand for.
Yeah, what I mean is, Adrian, what the stand they're making, they're not going to go out and kill everyone. They're not. They're making a stand to tell the people...
Francis, the stand that they're taking is a threat of violence. That's the stand they're taking.
I don't really think they would do that.
They made direct threats against politicians in the North. We know your address. You're a legitimate target. That's what they said.
Yeah, but they won't go ahead with it. We know that. It's just someone needs to frighten the Irish government. I mean, Adrian, what everyone is going through.
I don't want to sound like a broken record. They made threats, not against our government necessarily, but they made direct threats against politicians. Do you think that is the answer here?
No.
So you don't agree with anything that they stand for then?
I agree that they're standing. I don't believe in violence. I agree what that other man said, that, you know, that someone's making a stand. Someone's taking notice. Someone's noticing that this country is being taken over and everyone in it is suffering. Every person in Ireland is suffering at the moment, you know, because of what's going on. So someone somewhere has to make a stand.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Let me go to Viola. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, yeah. I just don't think violence is the answer, to be honest. I kind of like heard to a little bit of the podcast, so I joined quite late, but I do agree the country has gone to absolute crap, to be honest. But like these guys, that's not the way to do it. If you want to get your word out, if you want to protest, there's a better ways of going about it. Like, you don't have to resort to violence and to threats.
And I think a lot of people agree, but what I've been hearing from a lot of our listeners is a frustration. They are frustrated with the way the country is going, and they believe that a group like this, albeit it's just bluster by a group of old fellas with balaclavas on, but that is a symptom of the frustration that is being felt all over this island.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. Everybody feels frustrated. Trust me, I completely understand. But, like, as an immigrant myself from years and years ago, I just feel like when it comes to the immigrant community, I feel like people don't actually differentiate sometimes between the immigrants who came here with, like legally,
yes.
who came here and who have, you know,
in
jobs
fact,
and they get mortgages
in
and
fact, Viola,
they,
sorry
they
to go to,
live their lives.
It's interesting, you talk, about that because yesterday, Viola, the ceremony took place of the where people were made Irish citizens, the citizenship,
yes.
And obviously all the different news sites were posting it up saying, isn't it great? And the comments underneath, the people are just... They're just fucking stupid sometimes because...
Oh, yeah. Dirt.
These people who have been made citizens, yes, they have lived here for a certain amount of time. They have contributed to society. They don't live in IPAS centres.
And by the way, you don't get citizenship lightly or easily. It took... It took my wife's cousin... years. He's English and he applied for Irish citizenship and it took him absolute years and cost a fortune as well.
But you're dealing with numpties here. You're dealing with people with very limited brain power and they just see... Like, I wouldn't know that you're not Irish. I wouldn't know.
I remember you were saying that on a previous podcast a few weeks back.
But that doesn't mean you actually are Irish. I mean, you're here. How many years are you here?
I'm here, let me think, 22 years, I want to say. Yeah, 22 years.
Oh, you're grand. We won't kick you out. You're grand.
but see, this is what I mean. Like, even for myself as an immigrant, even though I've been here for 22 years, sometimes I still, especially like watching all of these type of things on social media, I do fear like walking down the street myself. Even though I've been here for 22 years, I still get a lot of like, I don't want to say bullying, but just a lot of people like nagging on me and things like that, that I'm not Irish or that I don't belong here and things like that. Now, nothing's been said like directly to my face, but I can feel that in certain groups of people that I've been in before, and especially when I was in college. And I just don't think that the way you said that these brainless group of people, as you so call them, I don't think they differentiate between, you know, people who are genuinely a threat to our society and people who are just here for a better life because back home where they're from, they just couldn't get that better life. And from what I've seen as well from my own Moldovan community, because I'm Moldovan myself, I've seen that a lot of people are starting to choose to go back to their own countries and to, you know, make do with what they can and live a worse off life there than live here in fear, which I don't think is right, because they've made a decision to come to a new country, and a lot of us have accepted and embraced the culture of Ireland. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, so when you see a video like this new Republican movement, a lot of people aren't taking it at all seriously. Others are taking it seriously because of the direct threats that have been made. But does it concern you that even if it's a video that some people aren't taking seriously, does it concern you that a group of men bother their arse to cover themselves in balaclavas and make any sorts of threats against immigrants or against people supporting immigrants?
Well, first of all, to be honest, I think they're absolute fools for covering themselves with balaclavas. If they've got something to say, they better have the balls to stand up and show their faces.
I agree with you 100%.
Well said.
That's 100%. The first thing. If you want a movement to go ahead, and if you want actual change, you have to have the balls to stand up and to show your face and to be the face of your movement and of your cause. If you're going to hide behind masks and behind threats on online videos, you're just showing that you're an absolute fool and that you're not serious about your cause. You're just trying to make a show of yourself. That's just what I think about it.
Okay, and the sort of anger that you've heard on this podcast today from ordinary, everyday people who aren't necessarily supporting this new Republican movement, but get what they're saying, support what they're saying. Does that sort of anger that we've been hearing from people scare you as well?
Not really. I can understand where their anger is coming from, because to be honest, like a lot of people have said, you know, when it comes to immigration, there's just so many coming in and they're not being vetted properly. I think the way to break down this fear for people of all these immigrants coming in and trying to make, you know, Ireland a better place for everybody is to vet them properly, which I know would cost a lot of money. But I think for the sake of the citizens that are living in Ireland, rather than going to violence, I think, you know, vetting these people and actually looking into their backgrounds before allowing them to come here as refugees might be an idea of how we could fix the situation.
Okay, so you get some people's anger. But your point is, please don't target that anger at all immigrants like yourself.
No, yeah, because it's not all immigrants. It's a select few. And even if you were to go into any IPAS centre, right, it's not every single person in that IPAS centre. Like, most of them are genuinely in need of help and are genuinely in need of, you know, assistance and some sort of guidance. And, you know, they are running from something, but there is that small percentage. Like in Ireland, for example, you can't condemn the entire Irish population to say, oh, we're all sitting on the dole and we don't like to work and we're all drinkers. And, you know, the standard Irish stereotype when you
Absolutely,
go abroad,
yeah.
Irish are drinkers.
Yeah, we're not.
It's
all like
not
that.
Everybody. Yep. It's a small group of people, and it's not fair that this bigger majority is being targeted as well.
Violina,
it's just not fair.
Thank you very much indeed for being a great caller on Opinions Matter. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Let me bring in more opinions like Claire.
Afternoon, lads. Just I support these men. I'm from the town that they're on about, well, so-called city, like. And yes, it has got ridiculous. So at least they're standing up and they're going to protect someone. Yes, okay, they're masked, but like, come on, what else are they meant to do? They can't go face to face because they're arrested straight away. they're charged for being racist and all this bullshit. Nice show.
Okay, there's a Newry woman that supports those lads. This is Owen.
Hi guys, how's it going? Yet again, another video of two or three lads masked up with guns and a tricolour in the background proclaiming a new Republican organisation. This has been happening for years now, where a video like this is put out and then nothing ever comes of it. My own feeling, and I say this as a nationalist, is that this, quote, new Republican movement is a PSNI and or MI5 operation, that it's a honeypot, it's a trap, it's whatever. That sentiment, that reaction to it has been shared by a lot of nationalists online, a lot of Irish accounts online. While, interestingly, the main accounts I've seen actually propagating it and spreading it around are British and American accounts that, oh, look, the Irish fighting back with this new Republican movement. Like, I just think it's a load of bollocks. It's probably a police operation, and yeah, that's about it.
All right, Mo has been in touch with us.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm so sad for Ireland. The welcoming, the Emerald Isle, the welcoming people that they've turned into this and the violence. And talking about creating a vigilante group, if I got that right, that's like creating the IRA all over again. It's out of hand. All the conversations we've been having so far has just been immigration, immigration, immigration. Before immigration, Dublin was a kip. I grew up in Ireland, and at some stage I couldn't go to Dublin city anymore at night. I wouldn't be caught dead out at night on my own because it was dangerous already. I don't know what's going on. I do know what's going on. Things have gotten harder. People do not want to confront the government. They are confronting the people and lashing out against the people. The low targets, basically, is what I see this as. Violence is not the answer. The answer is to fix the government and how they're governing. Immigrants won't be here if the laws, the rules are not here. So change the laws, change the rules, something like that. Do not create another terrorist group, basically.
All right, Mo, thank you very much indeed. And finally, David.
Hey lads, great show there as usual. I just started watching the video there. I didn't know what you were talking about. But lads, your man with the fucking sunglasses on him at the back, for fuck's sake, lads, he looks like a fucking Muppet. I'd be more worried about my kids running around the fucking house with the Nerf guns rather than these three fucking clowns. Jesus Christ, lads.
The word I used at the very start of this conversation was numpties. My thought on those.
Don't get me started on Nerf guns, by the way.
Oh, that's a conversation for another day.
No, my whole life has been picking up those bullets from around the room. You know, the foam bullets. How would you know that?
Of course I know what a Nerf gun is.
But you have a Nerf gun, do you?
I'd love one. Would you? I'd bring it in here every day.
I'll get you a Nerf gun. No bother.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, because this is the only place that you will have heard that video being debated.
I mean, you should have heard it other places. But
Opinions Matter is where you've heard it
first.
But
you should have heard it other places. But
we deal with it better than anybody else can. And that's what makes Opinions Matter so different. Share it onto your own social media platforms.
Share.
Let other people hear that this was debated on Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And we'll catch you on the next episode.